So this rookie gets in to play with Michael Jordan. And that night, Michael Jordan is unstoppable. He can't miss. He hits free throws. He hits three-point shots. He gets 60 points. The rookie gets in for about a minute. He gets fouled. He makes one out of two free throws. He hits 1 point. So at the end of the night, the reporters are talking to Michael, of course, and then they go to talk to the rookie and they say, too bad, right? I mean, it would have been great, but Michael was really on fire tonight. And the guy said, no, what are you talking about? He said, tonight's the night when I'm going to remember that Michael Jordan and I combined for 61 points.
From Chicago, it's the Old St. Pat's Podcast Sunday Series, a show that highlights weekly reflections from Old St. Patrick's Church. How we look at a situation can make all the difference. In the brief story at the beginning, the reporters look at the rookie's 1 point with disappointment, whereas the rookie came from a place of gratitude when he recognized the true reality of the situation. His contribution was needed, his point mattered, and together they were stronger. Are there situations in your life where, if you changed how you look at it, you would recognize a new reality of hope, life, and inspiration? In today's episode, Father Ed Shea asks us to look inside, to recognize what is going on in our hearts, and to be encouraged to keep going with new and invigorated hope.
No vale nada la vida. La vida no vale nada. Comienza siempre llorando, y así llorando se acaba. Por eso es que en este mundo la vida no vale nada. Can you hear the sadness in that song? It's such a great song. I heard it for the first time 21 years ago at this time of the year, the third Sunday of Easter. As I was preparing to preach about the disciples on the road to Emmaus, I heard this song, and here's what it says. La vida no vale nada. Life is not worth living. You begin crying, and you end crying. Therefore, in this world, la vida no vale nada. Life is not worth living. And it really struck me that describes perfectly the experience of those disciples, and maybe us, too, as we kind of walk through things in life, especially right now, this pandemic. You know, Richard Rohr talks this morning in the meditation that he writes every day about liminal space. We're in liminal space, right? We're not where we used to be, but we're not yet where we want to be. And we're stuck in the middle. Nick is going to be moving to Columbus, right? So he's in liminal space. And all of us in this time when we're sheltered and not sure where what to do with ourselves, and we're trying to develop new routines, and we think, well, one day it's going to go back to normal. But then there's part of us that says, I don't know if it's ever going to go back to normal, right? And the question is, what do you do? I heard something years ago. Somebody said, you know, if you're going through hell, just keep on going. Just keep on moving, right? The message on the third Sunday of Easter is, there's got to be more than what we're experiencing right now. This darkness, this pain, this suffering. Keep on looking to the light. You know, I work for an organization called Franciscan Outreach. Some of you are aware of it. Old St. Pat's has a great relationship. We serve homeless people. And I'll never forget what happened. That first week, right after the churches closed, we had an emergency meeting on the phone with all the members of the board of the Franciscan Outreach, and one of our guys, who's a doctor, said, listen, we are in big trouble. We have a potential disaster on our hands. 250 men were in one building at Harrison in California at our shelter. 250 people, and they're about 18 inches apart, their beds. If we don't do something now, all those people are going to die. We thought, well, what can we do? We're stuck. Are we just going to send them on the streets? No, we have to tell the city of Chicago. So we sent, you know, we sent a message to the city of Chicago, and the response we got was, well, it's not our problem, it's yours. And there was all kinds of anxiety and fear. And this doctor, Brett Gould, he kept saying, look, we got to do something. These are our guests. These are our family. These are our people. We have to do something. And so eventually we got a hold of somebody at the city, and the mayor got involved, and we got a new shelter, and we got new places to send people, and a disaster was averted. But we had to go through that darkness. This, I think, is the message for today. That even though there's confusion and darkness, you know, things happen. Bad things happen to us. Everyone in the room could sing that song, right? No vale nada la vida, right? We can all sing it. I remember the first time it happened to me. I was 16 years old, and my girlfriend left me. She abandoned me, you know? And she went with my best friend. I mean, talk about it, right? What a knife in the heart. I remember telling that in church and trying to say it in Spanish. You know, it was like a knife in the heart. But I mistook the word knife for spoon. So instead of saying it was a cuchillo in mi corazón, I said it was a cuchara in mi corazón. I said it was like a spoon in my heart. We all have it. Everybody here has a story, right? And yet the message for us today is just keep going. Just keep going. Think about those two on the road to Emmaus. They weren't sinning. They just got lost. You know, Jack Shea says in his reflection, it talks about being on the road to Emmaus, but they never get to Emmaus. The real title of this story should be The Road Back to Jerusalem. They left, right? They left. They were afraid. They didn't have an answer. They were dejected. They didn't know what was going on, and they were talking about Jesus, and then Jesus comes to them. And isn't it ironic, right? The question of Cleopas, one of those two, he says, are you the only visitor in Jerusalem who doesn't know about these things? How ironic. Jesus is the only visitor in Jerusalem who does know about these things. He's the only one who really understands, right? And who are these two anyway? Why is there one named and one unnamed? Maybe they were a married couple. Maybe we see this developing in our church now. New leaders, lay men and women, taking leadership, like with the beloved community. People taking new steps. Or maybe that unnamed disciple is supposed to be you and me taking this journey. And so then they explain, and Jesus lets them explain their woes, their sorrows, their complaints. Ay, 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 woe is me. How terrible for us. How awful. Of course, they don't have the answer. They're just lost in their grief. And Jesus scolds them. You know, Jesus is not happy in this gospel. He says, you fools, how could you not see? And then he explains to them, finally makes that connection. And they still don't get it, but something's going on. And the turning point in the story, and this is for you and me too, right? The turning point in the story is when they say, stay with us. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor, en cada corazón. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor, aquí, aquí, aquí. Stay, Lord. Stay here. Somehow, something stirs up in them that says, all right, we're going to ask you to stay. And he stays with them. And then what happens? They go into the room. He takes the bread, blesses it, breaks it, and he gives it to them. And it's Eucharist. They had the liturgy of the word, and now they have the liturgy of Eucharist. They come together. They come to the table. And there, at the table, they come to know him in the breaking of the bread. And their eyes are open, and they enthusiastically run back to Jerusalem, and they're full of life and full of spirit. Something changes in them. Maybe that's the message for you and me, right? Maybe what we need to do today on the third Sunday of Easter is to change our song. Don't get caught up in the la vida no vale nada, life is not worth living. Don't get caught up in all the things that are wrong. Change your song. You know, it's like anything in life. We know this, right? It doesn't matter what happens to us. It's the story we tell. It's the interpretation we tell. Did you ever hear the one about the rookie who got to play basketball with Michael Jordan? I mean, what a great thing, right? The greatest basketball player ever. So this rookie gets in to play with Michael Jordan. How exciting. And that night, Michael Jordan is unstoppable. He can't miss. He hits free throws. He hits three-point shots. He gets 60 points. The rookie gets in for about a minute. He gets fouled. He makes one out of two free throws. It's 1 point. So at the end of the night, the reporters are talking to Michael, of course, and then they go to talk to the rookie and they say, too bad, right? I mean, it would have been great, but Michael was really on fire tonight. And the guy said, no, what are you talking about? He said, tonight's the night when I'm going to remember that Michael Jordan and I combined for 61 points. Here's the invitation. Take your song and pay attention to what's going on underneath it. Maybe there's a complaint, probably legitimate. Maybe there's a longing or a lament, probably real. But don't let that be the end of the story. There's something else. One more story for me. Last year, at this time, right there in a cold April night, I think it was the third or fourth Sunday of Easter, I had the 8 o'clock mass here at Old St. Pat's. And I was running late, as I always do. I'm kind of in the hurry. And I really wanted a cup of coffee. I gave up coffee for Lent, so I'm drinking coffee now. And I stopped at McDonald's on the way, and I was in line, and it took too long. And the person in front of me ordered half the store, and the person on the speaker didn't understand what I was saying. Oh. So I finally get my cup of coffee. It's like 7:45, and I'm on my way here for church, right? So I get in the car. The coffee's hot. I take a sip, and I get on the highway. I realize, you know what? This is so stupid. I'm so stupid. How dumb of me. Why did I have to go get coffee? What a fool. And I got to the top of the ramp at Madison and the Dan Ryan, and there's a guy just shivering cold. I said to him, hey, buddy, want a cup of coffee? And it made my night. It made my Easter. This is what we're about, sisters and brothers. We don't have to sing, La vida no vale nada. Life is not worth living. You know what we need to sing today? Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor, en cada corazón. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor, aquí, aquí, aquí. It means stay, Lord. Stay in every heart. Stay, Lord. Stay here. Let's sing it once. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor, en cada corazón. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor. Quédate, Señor, aquí, aquí, aquí.
Time now for announcements and events. Giving Tuesday Now is a new global day of giving and unity that will take place on May 5th, 2020 as an emergency response to the unprecedented need caused by COVID-19. All funds contributed will support the OSP COVID-19 Relief Fund and will be used to help people with nourishment needs. Although we are physically separate, we can still come together to provide the financial, emotional, and social support that nurtures our families and communities. If you would like to give before May 5th, please visit oldstpats.org. Be sure to tune into the podcast again this Friday for our next installment of Currents. This week, Courtney Malloway reflects on how we are writing our own narratives. And lastly, we'd like to thank our own Nick Cosgrove for his gift of music that he has so beautifully given here at Old St. Pat's. As he moves to Ohio, we sincerely wish him all the best. He will be dearly missed. If you haven't watched it already, I highly encourage you to visit the April 26th live stream to hear Nick's rendition of You Raise Me Up and Thankful. But for now, please enjoy his performance of Smile at the end of today's episode. And as always, thank you for listening. The homily was originally given at the 10 a.m. live stream mass on Sunday, April 26th, 2020 by Father Ed Shea. For more information about all resources available, visit our website at oldstpats.org. To stay up to date with new episodes, please follow us on Spotify and Google Podcasts. Find us on Twitter at Old St. Pat's and on Instagram at Old St. Pat's Chicago. I'm Kate Anderson. You've been listening to the Old St. Pat's Podcast.
Smile, though your heart is aching. Smile, even though it's breaking. When there are clouds in the sky, you'll get by if you smile through your fear and sorrow. Smile, and maybe tomorrow you'll see the sun. shining through for you. Light up your face with gladness. Hide every trace of sadness. Worthwhile if you just